is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Stephen Yates, the CEO of DC Advisories. However, I take Steve and make him a younger man by 20 years. When he was in the Bush administration working as Deputy National Security Advisor to the Vice President, Mr. Cheney, on 9/11/2001. Steve, a very good day to you. 20 years ago, the events are burned in everybody's memory carefully. Where were you when you first heard of the first plane? What did you think? And when you heard the second plane, where were you and what did you do? Good evening to you, Steve.
Hello, John. Well, it was, I had been in the West Wing to have a few follow-up visits with the Vice President and his core staff about his planned movements that day up to Capitol Hill. There were distinguished visitors coming. Prime Minister Howard of Australia was going to have a visit and give remarks to a joint session of Congress. And as I came back across West Executive Avenue to the National Security Suite for our staff in the executive office building, it was just as I'd enter the code and come into our office that an Army officer stopped me and said, "Sir, you need to see what's on television." And we'd become accustomed to the ticker on any of the news networks having breaking news. And they showed immediately that there was a fire on the top of one of the towers. That was the first I'd known that there was any incident. Our thoughts immediately went to, my goodness, what a horrendous rescue operation this would have to be for anyone trapped that high up. And we're just thinking of it as a fire exercise. There was talk at that moment about a plane hitting. And all of us were bewildered. How in the world could a plane hit one of the towers? What kind of a plane were we talking about? There was a lot of talk about it being a small plane, a Cessna perhaps. But then you looked at the size of the fire and the damage and thought, well, what was happening? It was really in that back and forth with the staff at the front end of the office that the second plane went through, and immediately everyone knew that this was an attack, this was an emergency, and things fundamentally changed. It was not long after that time that the alarms went off and the evacuation orders began, and what had been sort of the equivalent of a fire drill earlier in that year to tell people about where their rally points were and how to evacuate, information which was conveniently lost from everyone's memory when it really mattered. We had exceedingly large, well-equipped and earnest men pouring up out of the basement of the facility, moving everyone out. They only spoke one word of English for the most part, no matter what your question was. It was evacuate. If you asked a follow-up, it was evacuate. If you asked a third time, you got some body English behind you and pushed down the hallway in the direction to go. But that is where I was when I learned of the second plane hitting and began the process of evacuating ourselves out of the executive office building on that day.
When did you have an inkling that it was a non-state actor as compared to our adversaries?
I think almost immediately. I mean, partly because I was on the national security staff and looking out into the world, my priority focus would have been on where was this coming from, not something that was domestic. And so I had been at a deputies committee meeting the day before with Scooter Libby, who was the national security advisor and chief of staff to the president or vice president at the time. And we had been looking at issues related to Afghanistan and Pakistan. And there was, of course, a lot of chatter and concern about Al-Qaeda. There were plans that were under discussion about what to do about the terrorism threat. But it was such disparate information that it was, you know, we had no sense of what was happening, but we had a sense that something bad was coming. We'd learned of the assassination of a top leader in Afghanistan that very day. And so we're concerned. But so Afghanistan was very much on my mind and that of many others as we were heading out. But I don't think it was until the next day where a lot of the intelligence picture started to zero in very, very clearly on who was responsible.
Yes, the assassination you mentioned is Massoud. The
correct.
Massoud resistance in the Panjshir Valley, it was a part of the Al-Qaeda plan to eliminate Massoud. and secure Afghanistan for al-Qaeda in the anticipation that there would be retaliation. Now we go that afternoon. When did you learn of the attack on the Pentagon, and what did you know about it?
Well, we had evacuated thousands of people out of the executive office building onto 17th Street. And after, you know, people got out as they would for a fire drill, not understanding this was something much more serious at that moment, cell signal was very, very poor. As we stood in the street, people could hear a lot of rumors. We could see smoke, and we'd heard a little bit of a boom. There was one boom that we heard that was from the direction of the State Department, and we learned that that, in short order, was not an actual explosion or attack. But we did have many members of our national security staff that had friends and family in the Pentagon. In fact, one of our senior staff members had a husband that was in the Pentagon that day, and she was unable to reach him, was understandably distraught. But it was when we got out into the street that we really learned that the Pentagon had been hit, and we could see the smoke. That's when basically the communications came out from top staff of instruct all of your people to just walk away, leave. There was no way to drive out of that immediate area of downtown. It was all being closed. The metro stops were closed in the vicinity. And so, basically we had groups of people that were walking towards residences to the north, south, east, or west. I walked with a group that went as far as the zoo that was some miles away from the White House before we could at that point get into public transportation and make a way home. And, you know, as I say, people left their cars or whatever else behind to get another time. But it was during that part of the evacuation we learned about the Pentagon being hit.
And the anticipation was that there might be another plane headed to Washington. The targets, we'll never be certain, might have been the Congress, might have been the White House. And that was why you were asked to walk away. Do you believe that in retrospect?
Right. And then we were told explicitly that there was grave concern that there would be further attacks, that the Congress and the White House were priority targets. And so we wanted to get as many people as possible, even people who considered themselves or were considered by others to be essential staff, were all told, unless you are specifically required or requested by the people in the emergency evacuation area, then just stay away, get safe. And that was kind of the disposition of the president and the vice president in the immediate aftermath. Was first, make sure you can keep as many people safe as possible and then get our bearings about where we go from here.
Right. The president was in Florida. They took off and went to Louisiana. Then they traveled to the Midwest. He returned to the White House at 7 p.m. that night. I believe the vice president was always at the White House that day. That evening, as you watch the news, we just have a few seconds here. What were your thoughts about your job and the job of the administration? Can you recall, Steve?
Well, I just remember being home. My daughter at the time was only 2 years old. So I'd made my way and sort of reunified with my family, who really didn't know I was okay until I was almost there. There were some grave images that were on the television, the sounds of people meeting their end at the towers were on live broadcast at the time. And my daughter still has some very tender recollections of that shock. That's kind of what seared to me. I felt very violated.
Right.
And was all the more committed to go back to work the next day.
And you did. And Steve Yates, Deputy National Security Advisor to the Vice President of the United States on the day of the attack, 9/11, 2001. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.